we have Jaime on the phone. I was going to try to get Jaime to call in earlier and pre-record this because I kind of wanted to talk to him privately about the situation. Jaime, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on?
This may be Eric's last show because he was impacted by COVID-19.
That's the last gate standing.
I'm going to have to be. It seems like it.
So I was calling you earlier today because I wanted to see if you can record a eulogy because we're eulogizing Eric. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and do it now because I thought it would be nice for him to hear the nice words that you had to say before he dies.
All right.
So I'm going to go ahead and just do it. I'm going to play the music here. Just whenever you feel led, go ahead and eulogize your best friend here.
I'm going to cut in and be a bitch. Can I be a bitch?
No.
Excuse me.
This is for my good friend. What the f*** was that? This is for my good friend, Eric Starr. I didn't lose the 199 pounds I've been wanting to lose, but we're going to miss you. At least you gave it your all, man. Did you win this last one anyways? I don't know, but I hope you did, brother. But for sure now, you're really going to be. Being as a twig without meat on your bones. You shouldn't have been out there. You should have stayed home. Stay home, baby. COVID-19, 2020, baby. But for real, Mr. Eric Starr, we're going to miss you. You could be the last gay on the moon. Unless Michael comes out the closet, of course. Then, man, we're getting, you know, this could be one gay alive. Anyway, peace out to my best friend, Eric Starr. I'm going to miss you, bro. I will buy one of those shirts once you, whatever you're talking about, beat the COVID thing. Boom. How much are you, $5?
That's so beautiful.
All right, that's good.
Now,
thank you.
The ratchet voice you heard in the background was none other than Julie from Cheezers.
Oh. I just heard that, Rich. We put that on speaker.
It is on speaker.
Doesn't this sound like a cops episode?
It does.
This is the closest we're going to get to cops now because you know it's canceled now, but we'll just call Julie.
After a good 30-year run.
Oh, my God.
I didn't understand any of that.
We can't hear you at all, Julie. And that's fine, though. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can tell you he saw me like I was straight up on the roof the other day, or what was it, 4 months ago?
Yeah. How do you, by the way, Julie, how do you not have corona?
Yeah.
We all had money on you getting corona day one.
Julie does not wear a mask.
Oh, I believe it.
I got a mask on right now.
Or condom.
She's dirty.
Do you want to see my clothes? Hey, do you want to do a video chat real quick and see how many clothes I'm wearing?
No, I don't care. In fact, I just ate.
And figure out. Why I haven't gotten corona.
You know, I'm watching right now my 600-pound life, and I'd much rather watch this than the video chat with you with no clothes on.
You know what, bro? I think when you smoke marijuana, that makes you COVID-free, homie.
I don't know.
I've been smoking, but
okay,
I don't have
a camera in here, but you got all the videos I sent you because I'm bent over right now with my ass in the air.
I have you blocked, Julie.
What?
I have you blocked.
Why the f*** would you do that, you dumbass? My personality is 10 times better than yours. Oh, wait, hold on.
Is this going somewhere?
I don't know. I'm kind of curious. Part of me wants to hang up, but the other part of me just wants to see where this goes.
And you're the one that's still talking.
I mean, I hope that you're not getting whatever she's got. We're gonna light a candle for you.
If I didn't have COVID-19 before this call, I have it now.
I hope not either.
You fucked it up.
I just got back from Florida. Nobody had my
phone.
Well, happy birthday, Jaime. It's his late birthday, by the way, too.
Happy birthday.
The reason why we didn't tell you happy birthday is we thought you were going to die. We didn't think you were going to make it this far. So
almost did, bro. That rain going towards there. A hurricane had just left.
Oh, I forgot about it. Yeah, you were there that same weekend.
Oh, my God. That was dangerous.
Yeah.
But see, I didn't drive. My other girl drove. Ah, you know what I'm talking about. Ah, y'all be safe from that COVID, man. Wear the mask and don't pass the gas. Don't pass the gas. Wear the mask, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Don't pass the gas. Wear the mask.
All right, I'll talk to you guys later.
Hey, Zavala, are you ever going to...
All right. Those two are not making it out of the apocalypse. I can guarantee you that.